Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
You're about to hear some confessions from people in this room.
Yes, you guys are going to confess.
I love it. I don't know where this was trending, but we've decided to pick it up, and we want to hear yours as well. What do you do? Not creepy. What do you do when you're home alone?
Oh, I'm scared to hear Steve's.
Well, but you said not creepy, so I guess I'm
not. No, I mean, you can say if it's kind of like, I don't know why I know this, but I know you sleep naked.
I do. Yeah. Why do you remember that?
I don't know. Because okay. It's just one of those things that gets stuck
creeps
in my head.
You out,
like, yeah, like lunge up in bed at 3 a.m. He's naked right now.
But I'll do the naked. I don't have to dress all the time. And do
same.
That.
I mean, when you live alone, it's just like, right. Yeah, you don't need to
but
worry.
But you're not
about
worried?
It. No.
I'm
well,
not
actually, I'm pretty sure some of my neighbors, like across the way, have probably gotten glimpses of me. So you're welcome.
So you don't
building across the street.
You don't have blinds? You don't have shutters?
But you know, you walk out of the bathroom and then you're like, oh, I forgot that was open.
Yeah. Okay. So naked is one of the things we all kind of have. Yeah. I don't anymore because of children.
Oh,
yeah,
you
that
don't,
gets weird.
That sucks.
That does suck.
So when the kids are somewhere else at the friends that you and your wife, I would. Hey, let's walk around because we can.
She's never been much of that, I don't think, but I was. Like today, for example, I dropped them all at school and I came home and I was wandering around for my few moments of naked time, forgetting that we had asked somebody to come over and give us an estimate on something.
Oh.
So then it's the mad scramble to like,
one second.
Yeah, I was in an awkward position. Do you ever, this is hard for me, but I do when I'm cooking and I'm alone, I do a show.
Oh yeah. Cooking show.
Cooking
you like talk.
Show.
You'll explain when you're, how you're making a hollandaise sauce.
It goes to the point where I have literally bought like 30 maybe ramekins. Is that what they're called? The little tiny dishes. So like when you watch a cooking show.
Oh yeah, they put the ingredients in little different
they
things.
They have special.
And they're like, oh, I'm going to take the parsley and
the butter
put it on top.
And the,
yeah, because when you're cooking by yourself, right, you can just like pour some salt in a teaspoon. You need a half teaspoon. You do that. But when you're on a cooking show, there's already a half teaspoon measured
already
out in a little glass ramekin.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And so I have all those.
That's a lot of extra work. You are dedicated to that fake show.
100%.
On the baking shows, they already have the yolk separated from the whites. Do you have your yolk separated from whites?
Depends on how far into it I want to get and how much time I got. Because it's really fun to like perfect yourself cracking an egg with one hand because they can all do it.
They can.
It's not easy to get. Yeah.
Can you do the pan flip where you can do the ingredients?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Okay. So now are you looking like at a fictitious camera and
sort of.
Have you ever actually recorded yourself?
I have.
Please tell me.
I have not.
Are you auditioning?
I am not. I don't know why I do it. And it's so stupid because it's like, then I'm answering questions about like, well, this recipe is one that's been in my family for years. And it's like, it's not. I found it on like.
You got it on Pinterest.
Yes, I did.
And this is your family's not home watching. This is you're alone while
I'm alone.
Okay.
And if they're listening to this, they're probably going to start going through footage on security cams to.
I kind of want to do that with my George Foreman grill.
There's Steve going, first you take the hamburger.
You plug it in first.
You got the shortest TV show.
I know, right?
I'm dead serious. I think I'd watch that show. Your
watch
show
your,
is
no,
like,
watch your show.
No, you don't watch my show because I'm like every other show. But like you're like
well, I don't cook.
Very original.
Simple Foreman recipes.
Exactly.
All right. That was awkward for me. So what else you guys got? What are you doing?
Okay. You confessed I will too. I sometimes pretend that I'm a pop star, and when I'm getting ready, I will sing in the mirror.
Like you do the hairbrush and stuff?
Hairbrush, curling iron, whatever that's available.
Like which pop star? Can you give us a little rendition now?
Oh, no, absolutely
one,
not.
One, two,
no,
one, two, three, go. Oops, I did it.
Like
that's
old stuff?
One. whatever's playing on my
so you're not just a cappella.
No, I sing along with music. Yeah, not a cappella. Come on, I don't want to.
Mickey, music with your mouth.
Do
that'd
be
even
to myself.
Can I have an aside real quick? Is that from Pitch Perfect?
Maybe.
Okay. he quotes chick flicks.
So confusing. He's the most confusing human. How do you know that?
Because I like a cappella music, and it's all like good-looking ladies in the movie. So.
Oh, there it is.
You'll
it
hear him occasionally say,
"Aka awesome."
Oh.
Sorry.
So I'm doing a food show.
Yeah.
She's auditioning for The Voice. What are you doing?
Okay, so I used to be a pitcher way back in the day, and I still have my old baseball mitt and baseball, so every now and then I will get my baseball, I'll put it on, and I will practice, because I have my basement, I have that long section, so I'll practice.
And you have the insulation up on the wall?
I do.
So,
I will practice.
You got a strike zone drawn on the wall?
That's cute.
Thank you, see? It's endearing.
It's nostalgic. I like that. That's cute.
Thank you, Amber.
I got zero reaction from my cooking show. I got no.
You're not a Michelin.
You're like this. Okay.
I know. So yeah, I'll practice and I'll play. Yeah, I'll throw the, yeah.
All right. So we've all confessed. And if you don't do anything too creepy to tell us, we want to know what you do when you're home alone. Anybody ever dress different at all?
Like a woman?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You never have? Like, even when you're home alone, you never tried any of your mom's stuff on?
Yeah, when I was like 5, I'd clomp around under clogs and stuff.
And your dad's stuff? Nothing?
No.
Never? And try on your mom's weirdness and
stuff?
My
mom's
stuff, but that was because I wanted to, like, be like her, not...
But did you try on, like, stuff you weren't old enough to be trying on?
Like high heels?
Lingerie?
Oh, no. Okay. No. What? No. Gosh, no. I hope I would never find that.
Please tell us you have.
I know.
Of my mom?
Yes. When you were little, not now. I'm not saying you're like going over.
Hey,
like,
Ma!
Okay, that's creepy.
No, like your parents leave. Like I would dress up like my dad when he was, my dad was in construction and stuff. So I would
his belt, his hat.
The whole thing. I put it, like one of his old like construction things and like wander around the house.
That's
and
cool.
I just didn't know if everybody pretended to be their parents. And then I'm like, if your mom's got some sexy stuff in the closet. I may or may not have as a child.
Huh. Explains
dabbled in cross-dressing momentarily. Here's the
dabbled.
Deal.
Dabbled. Yeah.
Dude, stop with the face. How did I get here? Because
should have known you were asking based on your experience. You're please tell me I wasn't the only one doing that.
He's like, please tell me I'm not weird.
Putting on my mom's lingerie.
It's just, they don't make anything that soft for men. And I just remember putting on God, if my mom hears this, I'm dead.
I'm just picturing like lacy things and garter belts.
Satin. No garter, just like a camisole kind of thing. Just
okay. That's not as bad as where,
No, my mom doesn't have like Fredericks of Hollywood, like all, it wasn't. No.
Wait, camisole like the umbrella?
No, that's
no,
a...
Like,
oh, parasol.
Like that's a
parasol. Silky, like
it's like a blouse.
Kind
of. Sort of.
It's like a blouse.
But it's like a lingerie meets a blouse.
Shirt?
You could wear it under a jacket.
Yes.
Or you can like rock it as a lingerie.
It's satiny and silky and soft.
I expect Amber to know a lot about that, but I didn't realize you would know a lot about it.
I had an interesting childhood and I was home alone as a latchkey kid.
Too much, apparently.
For a bit. All right, so I'm done confessing. If you want to say what you do when you're home alone, we'd love to hear it. Ricky.
Yay.
Yay. What are you doing when you're home alone?
I have synesthesia, so that's like when you see colors when you listen.
What do you call that? Synesthesia? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, synesthesia.
Okay. I'm fascinated by that. I would talk to you off air for hours because I'm a musician, and I wish I saw that, and I'm fascinated that people see that. But
you knew a famous singer that has that.
I believe Pharrell is.
Pharrell has that.
Has that, yeah. So, interesting.
So what I do is, when I'm home alone, I have music blasting as loud as possible, and I paint a song, like one specific song.
Wow.
So you're seeing colors when you hear like Sucker from Jonas Brothers, you're seeing blues and reds and greens and you just do it.
Yeah, I actually, when I see, when I listen to Sucker, I like see like bubbles and they're like bright red, bright blue, and it's like kind of like the bubble gummy like colors.
Dang.
I know you've got pictures of yourself. Yeah. Post that stuff up on our social media, would you? We'd love to see your stuff. That's a cool thing to do.
That is.
I am so jealous. I don't know if
you're a musician.
But I mean, do you have to do peyote or something the first time to get over the hump? I mean, have you ever seen a color while you're listening to a song?
Never.
And me neither. And I've written so like I don't.
Right.
Let's keep going here. Candy?
Hi. Yai.
Home Alone. What are you doing when you're alone? That's so creepy.
Well, it kind of started out as a joke, but when my husband is out of town on business, I like to set a place for our dog at our dinner table.
Oh, no, you don't.
And,
he eats dinner with me.
Up on a chair and nope. No, you don't. You don't do that.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
Yes, I do. It's so cute. It's really funny.
So when your husband comes home, the dog wants to naturally join.
The dog is sitting there going, that guy. He wants your husband dead. Something happens to your husband.
Possibly, yeah.
It's the dog.
He prefers it when my husband's out of town now.
Wow.
That's kind of cute.
Does he put a little napkin in his collar and do the whole thing?
Yeah, I'll stick like a napkin in his collar. Yeah, in his collar. Or like I have put a tie, like my husband's
right.
Ties.
Yeah.
There's child protective services. Is there animal protective that we can call?
We should have some.
He loves it. He really loves
it. Yeah, he's getting people food.
And he's just such a good-natured dog. He loves it.
That's fun.
Thank you for the call, Candy. That's really bizarre. Val.
Yay.
Yay.
Home Alone.
I was a competitive figure skater, and when I was home alone, I would play the national anthem and stand on my couch and act like I was winning my gold medal.
Oh, Val, that's cute.
Did you ever win a medal, or it was just your moment of like, this was it for you?
I didn't. I had a career-ending knee injury, but I like to pretend.
Nice, like you're up there in the national. Yeah,
do you pretend Bob Costa or whatever, like
Costas, yes.
Whatever. interviews you at the end. It's like I just gotta thank my mom for waking up, take me to practice.
I used to practice my wave and made sure I knew the words to the American anthem because that's embarrassing when you don't know the words.
Look at you, Val.
Yeah, I was hardcore.
You put on your skates again and your little skirt and you. Probably not. Okay.
Oh my God, she didn't want to answer. I thought we lost her, and she's just like, dang it, it's like he's seeing into my house. Oh, Val, that's awesome.
You rock.
That's a great thing to do home alone. Amanda.
Yay.
Yay.
Home alone.
I like to dress up in period costumes, like Regency times, Victorian times, like French Revolutionary times.
Wow.
Alone.
Yeah.
White makeup, the wigs, the whole nine.
Oh, definitely.
Look at you. And you have these costumes just ready to go.
Yeah, I've kind of made some of my own. I've bought some. I kind of have a little collection going on.
Look at you.
I'm not judging. I just like it seems wasted. Don't you want to join like.
Oh, like
LARPers or something? Don't you want to get involved with a bunch of other. People like you?
Like sometimes I'll wear them to festivals, like definitely like the Renaissance Festival. I've got an outfit for that. The Irish Festival.
Good for you.
I have to admit, like I have like the Jack Sparrow costume and some stuff that I've spent some money that's like elaborate.
You will every now and then.
Well, you spent all the money on it.
Right. You just want to see
it's just
what
a
you
random
look.
Tuesday. There's nothing wrong. That is an awesome
that's
one.
Cool.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.